This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 411 up 2¾. May corn, 419.5 up 2¾. July corn, 426¼ up 3. January soybeans, 1035 up 8. March soybeans, 1043¼ up 8. May soybeans, 1050¼ up 9¼. March wheat, 655¼ up 6¾. May wheat, 656¾ up 6. July wheat, 654 up 7¼. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon. Technical buying supported soybeans and wheat at the Board of Trade, while exports added firmness to corn prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 higher at 373 to 391. Soybean bids up 7 to 8 cents at 993 to 1024. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 373 to 396. While soybean bids were 8 cents higher at 1010 to 1047. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 to 3 higher at 378 to 398. Soybean bids up 4 to 10 cents at 1017 to 1046. And the wheat bids mostly 6 to 7 cents higher at 555 to 636. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 8 higher at 1030 to 1045. Basis steady to 5 cents lower, range from 5 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $390.30 to $420.30 per ton. That's up $6, with basis steady at 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents higher at $4.02 to $4.11, with basis steady, range from 9 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 stronger at 390 to 399, with basis up 4 to 6 cents, range from 21 to 12 under the March. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents at 1037 to 1045, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 2 to 10 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 8 higher at 419 to 420. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 11 cents, with quotations at 1073 to 1074. Soft red winter wheat up 6 to 7 at 655 to 676, while the Milo ended the day 3 to 12 higher at 466 to 479. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.89 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids at $9.59 to $9.83. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.89 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids at $9.81 to $9.95. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.67 up to $4.05. New crop soybean bids at $9.59 to $9.90. And the wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $6.02 up to $6.24. That concludes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $158.40, up $1.97. February live cattle, $158.82, up $3. April live cattle, $158, up $2.45. January feeder cattle, $217.22, up 62 cents. March feeder cattle, $213.72, up $1.47. April feeder cattle, $214.17, up $2.07. February lean hogs, $81.90, up $1.42. April lean hogs, $83.25, up $1.35. May lean hogs, $87.45, up $1.50. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Thursday, the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the national daily direct Hog Report calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.35 lower in a range of $68 to $78 with a weighted average carcass price of $76.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading sharply lower with very light demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $40 to $45. 4 to 5 weight at $42 to $46. 5 to 6 weight at $44 to $47. And over 600 pounds at $46 to $48. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading sharply lower, with very light demand for moderate offerings ranging from $45 to $49. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,120. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, December 12th, had receipts of 655. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 2 to 4 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 4 lower in a slight test. Slaughter cows traded 2 to 4 lower, and slaughter bulls traded unevenly steady. Slaughter steers choice at 157 to 165.50. Slaughter steers select and choice at 150 to 159. Holstein steers choice at 145 to 149.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 158 to 162.50. Slaughter cows, boners average dressing at $91 to $100. Leans average dressing at $90 to $97. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $120 to $133. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 weight, 227 to 243. 5 weight at 208 to 234, 6 weight at 218 to 234, and 7 weight at 176 to 211. Feeder Holstein steers large, 3 weight at 201 to 222, 4 weight at 210 to 220, and 9 weight at 122 to 128. Feeder heifers medium and large, 3 weight at 235 to 242, 4 weight at 220 to 250, and some 5 weight at 200 to 220. Feeder bulls medium and large 3 weight at 242.50 to 270. 4 weight at 220 to 250. 5 weight at 206 to 222. 6 weight at 197 to 231. And some 7 weight at 219. On to the real livestock auction report. Had receipts of 305. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold sharply lower. Slaughter cows were 3 to 5 lower and bulls $3 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 156 to 161.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 155 to 161.50. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 133 to 135. Breakers average dressing at 198 to 106. Boners average dressing at 95 to 103.50. And leans 84 to 94. And slaughter bulls at 115 to 123. The Walnut Livestock Open had 363. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers and heifers, $2 lower. Slaughter steers, choice at 156.75 to 161.50. And slaughter heifers, choice at 157.50 to 161. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 157 to 158. On a dress basis at 248 to 250. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 158. And on a dress basis at 248 to 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 325 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.38, which was 14 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses were $241.95, which was 46 cents lower, with select carcasses at $230.32, which was 81 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000 compared to 110,000 last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000 compared to 428,000 last week and 436,000 1 year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The financial regulations on U.S. agricultural sales to Cuba will be eased by the Commerce Department as part of a plan to normalize U.S. relations with Cuba. I spoke with Senior Director of Commodities with the Illinois Farm Bureau, Tamara Nelson, about the new developments in U.S.-Cuba relations.
We were very excited yesterday to hear President Obama's announcement. We have a longstanding policy at the Farm Bureau that was developed by our farmers that we oppose the use of agricultural embargoes as a way to try to change a political or economic system. And so we were very glad to see that there's some movement towards eliminating the embargo, at least eventually through the activities that occurred yesterday. We had a tour to Cuba in 2012, and we had 18 farmers that went on that trip along with three staff people. And we found the Cuban people to be very warm and friendly and not at all antagonistic towards the United States. And so we made a lot of relationships there. We've been working on some trade deals and ongoing improvements in trade with them over the last 2 years. And we know that the various prisoners on both sides that were being held, that was a major stumbling block for any further improvements. And so we were really, really excited yesterday to hear about the exchange of prisoners and President Obama's charting the course forward from here plan.
During the embargo, individual states and companies have still been able to do business with Cuba. However, it has been highly hampered, according to Nelson.
Yes, yeah, states and even small companies. First of all, because there was a Office of Foreign Assets Control and the Treasury Department involved in the transactions, because even though agricultural and food products were somewhat exempt over the years, there were still some requirements, like buyers had in Cuba had to use a third-party bank that had to be a bank outside of the United States. So they couldn't use Citibank in Switzerland because Citibank is a U.S. bank. They'd have to use a Canadian bank or a French bank. They had to pay for the product in advance, and that's when the order was placed, so not, when the ship is left or when the ship arrives in their port or when the products reach their offices like you would have here. They had to pay in advance with cash through a third-party bank. So it was very cumbersome, and then it was also just cumbersome from the standpoint of if you follow world commodity markets, clearly it's a lot cheaper and easier to ship wheat from the United States down to Cuba. But in fact, we lost most of our wheat market to Cuba in the past 5 years to France, because just the extra paperwork, the additional time, the lack of ability to buy on credit, which most people and most companies do, made it really difficult for us to stay competitive in the Cuban market.
Nelson detailed the effects these newer developments will have on the state.
Illinois, if you look at Illinois and the impact of the embargo on Illinois, out of the 50 states, we're probably number six in terms of lost opportunities. The way they look at that is what kinds of products and services is Cuba buying or would they buy, and what states produce those and what states have ongoing relationships. So, lost opportunities to Illinois. We're sixth in the nation. That means that now that things are changing, we are well poised in the top 10 U.S. states to actually benefit from the agreement. There are only about 11 million people in Cuba, but as many people talk about, the real opportunity in Cuba is in the long term with tourism and hotels and cruise ships and foreign visitors. That population on that island has about 10 million visitors every year, and those visitors are likely to eat high-end foods that would be the type of finished product, beef, pork, et cetera, that we might ship from the United States. So we would anticipate, exports of corn and wheat would go up about $3.5 million a year, and these are very conservative. Exports of soy products, $1.5 million. And then other agricultural products like seeds and smaller crops, maybe about $1 million worth. And then pork and beef and dairy would be another $1 million a year, and that's just for Illinois. And again, those are very, very conservative figures. We also, it's not just about ag, there's other industries in Illinois that would really benefit from expanded trade to Cuba. And there's, again, about $5 or $6 billion worth of benefit. And those include real estate, financial services, business services, oil and gas products, and other sectors of our economy that would provide support and services to Cuba. So we see, you know, more than a $10 or $11 million a year benefit just to the state in terms of what we'll be able to do in business in very short order with Cuba.
Taking a more long-term look at the situation, Nelson sees more potential for the nation as a whole.
Over the long term, like for the United States, Cuba is a relatively small market if you look at like a China versus a Cuba or a South Korea versus a Cuba or even Colombia versus Cuba, because there are only 11 million people there. But there's huge potential through tourism. And also, strategically, Cuba can be very important and already has at times worked with the United States on everything from addressing environmental issues in the Gulf to helping with narco-terrorism, the narcotics trade, helping to capture or identify or track people that are dealing in drugs. And so Cuba's interested in being kind of more of a strategic partner to the United States in the region, and I think this kind of a opportunity where you have a step-by-step process of social and economic opening will be a great way to see what kind of potential there is for that.
Again, that was Senior Director of Commodities with the Illinois Farm Bureau, Tamara Nelson. Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader member Thomas Martin traveled to Cuba with the Illinois Farm Bureau in 2012. He gave his opinion on rules becoming more lax when dealing with Cuba in the future.
It has been a very exciting past couple days with the news coming out that President Obama has moved forward after negotiations with Cuba hosted by Canada and the Vatican. I'm very excited that we're moving forward. It's been 53 years since the embargo was placed on Cuba. And in that time, we have had a lot of lost opportunities, both here in Illinois and really around the country.
There are naysayers who believe the U.S. should remain shut off to Cuba due largely to the politics of the area. But Martin says he believes a closer relationship with the U.S. could help conditions in Cuba.
You know, Cuba is a really interesting place to visit. And that's one thing with the announcement of President Obama this week. We're actually not seeing a total opening up of Cuba. You still cannot go there as a tourist, as an American. But we are seeing definitely more ability for people to visit. When I was down there, I definitely took away that there are definitely areas of human rights that we do need to be concerned about with Cuba. One of them being the oppression of religion, one of them being the oppression of speech. They have a whole lot of journalists in jail, so definitely freedom of the press. And, you know, even just the freedom for free enterprise. A lot of Cubans are not able to go out and start their own business and to be entrepreneurs. They are starting to change on a lot of these issues, and so I think that the United States coming in, establishing diplomatic relations, and hopefully Congress lifting the embargo will be a great influence on the Cubans and the Cuban government to bring them kind of out of the Cold War dark age and into a society where people have the right to speak out, people have the right to worship, people have the right to start their own business. And we've definitely seen some of those reforms, and I think the push by the administration will only go to further that goal.
Martin says he not only believes this new relationship will benefit Cuba, but also the state of Illinois.
Well, it's really exciting, some of the things. Illinois has been sixth nationwide as far as lost opportunities by not trading with Cuba. There is projections, and I'm just kind of taking them from several sources, including Texas A&M, University of Florida, Illinois Soybean Association. We are seeing that we have the potential to increase our agricultural exports to Cuba if we remove some of the restrictions by $6.6 million annually, which would represent a 15% increase in exports to Cuba from Illinois. You know, that's a big jump for us, and it really makes sense for us to do because when you consider that we had the inland waterways as an efficient means of moving grain out, our ability to reach someplace that's only 90 miles away, I like to refer to people where I live here at the Raymond exit, it's actually a shorter distance from Florida to Cuba than it is from the Raymond exit to Bloomington. And Bloomington's not that far away. And when we are able to trade with Cuba, that means that container ships are going to be able to make a port in Havana or some of the other cities in Cuba, as well as servicing some of the smaller islands and smaller nations in Latin America. And that's going to be good for us to maintain our markets throughout Latin America, which sometimes are seeing some influence from Brazil, from Argentina, some of our competitors. And so I think that opening this market up is going to make sure that we have a stronger footing right in our own backyard.
Again, that was Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader member Thomas Martin speaking on the normalization of relations with Cuba. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.